You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad at Your Roots Are Showing, which is a music conference in Belfast in Northern Ireland. And it brings together artists and industry, where the artists get an opportunity to showcase to the industry, and the artists also get an opportunity to collaborate and network with each other. And I'm sitting with Fiona Tindall, and it is a while since Fiona and I had a chat last time, I think it was in Kansas, at Folk Alliance International. And since then, Fiona has been working on a project and has recently released one of her a new album, Tafal Sharoth Fiona. On album Shot Tasha Skelge.
Ta an album Galera Skelge, and Kernin Galera, ta de Nomershin Oran. Erin Kearney, agus fuimise iad omahar, agus shen oran shenos, tha onta, agus,
Cén fa album as gaelga?
Well, ispralam an gaelga, ispralam na hóran as gaelga, ispralam an kiol, ispralam an tanga, agus vima ahar mar vuntor, agus vise mar ardvashtar sa kalashta, oni kori I cariga haltig. Agus de bhuan sé na hóran den na scoláirí gach saora agus de bhuan sé dúine iad mar a bhí muidne mar scoláire.
So we're going to we need to translate here, and so you've just brought out a new album, and I've had an opportunity to listen to some of it. It's entirely in the Irish language, old Irish songs.
It is, yeah. There are 12 songs on the album. It's called Éinín an Ceol, and that translates into Birdsong, and that's the title track on the album. And my father was a teacher, and he taught Irish, and he was the ardvoshter in Coláiste Ó Ní Chóirí, O'Curry College in the west of Clare in Carrigaholt, and he taught there for over 50 years, and we lived our life down there as well. And he taught singing, he taught songs, and we sat in on those. So I learned a lot of these songs from my father. And during his lifetime, he collected songs and he wrote them in a manuscript in his own handwriting, and they're all written in the beautiful old Irish script. And there's about 200 songs in this manuscript, and I came across it about, 5 years ago. I had a big flood in my house, and a lot of stuff was destroyed, and I had to go through all these big boxes that I had in the basement, and I came across this manuscript, and thank goodness we salvaged it and we saved it. And then I decided to record songs from it, and I finished it recently and launched it last September in a good number of places in Dublin, and I had a lovely concert in Princeton in New Jersey as well.
So, you know, it's very much a niche genre. So when you launch something like this, yes, there's an awful lot of people love the Irish language, love the songs, Oscar Elga, but it's a totally different... your expectation would be totally different, I'm sure, than when you would have launched one in English.
Yes. You know, it is, as you say, it's a very niche market. And I think people like me who work on these songs have to be completely passionate about it, because you're never going to be, you know, in big theatres with huge audiences. But that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, I love an intimate audience who really appreciate the music. And that's very gratifying and very satisfying for me. And so I was thrilled when RTE Nationwide did a program last Wednesday on the making of the album and of the songs. Because I've gotten so many letters from all over Ireland. I've gotten letters from people in America. I've gotten letters this morning from people in Australia who just watched the programme, and they have a connection with Clare.
Right.
They have a connection with the college. This lady wrote to me, she was there 40 years ago.
Right.
And she sent me letters that my father had written.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting, and I'm reconnecting with people that I knew. Fantastic. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 yeah. years yeah. ago. Yeah. You know, do you remember us? We used to play together, da da da. And they so enjoyed seeing the feature, seeing the story.
You mentioned as a result of the flood, you found the archive, the treasure trove, and it was had so much in it. How then were you able to filter down to what you finally came down with? And because sometimes that can be the hardest. Part of anything.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to get started on it, so I looked for songs that I knew and that I knew well, and so that was my starting point. And then I looked for songs that I didn't know but I really liked and that I wanted to sing.
Okay.
So I found those, and then I looked, I like short songs.
Right.
So I looked at the short songs and I looked at the text to see did I like the text. You know, I love songs about birds and animals and those kind of songs, so I looked for those, and so I came up with 12.
Yeah.
And this is only the start of this project, Austin. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life.
Right, brilliant.
This is my mission and my purpose now.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to getting, you know, deep into the book again.
So, when you found the documents, was it just lyrics, or had your dad annotated?
He had. He used to use sulfatonic, so he had notation on some of the songs.
Okay.
He had maybe the chorus of a song or maybe the verse of a song written out in sulfatonic. Not on all of the songs, but on some of them. So that's very interesting. I was able to get the melody.
Yes, that was why, because with a lot of these, if they're old songs and you can't, nobody really knows them.
Yeah.
Yet somebody may know a melody that they knew growing up that actually they marry, but nobody, that putting that marriage in place is the hard part.
Yeah, and there were a few songs that I couldn't find. I spent a lot of time in the archives, and there were a lot of songs I couldn't find the melody for, but so that's really an interesting thing too, because then you can, it's open, you can write your own melody, which is very interesting.
Or adapt another melody that you really love.
You know, it's open to all that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you as you say, you launched in September, started launching around Ireland and then over in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What was the response like? And
it was really great.
Yeah.
I find when you don't perform that much, people really look forward to your performances, you know, and I don't perform that much.
Right.
So I've often had people say, when are you coming back?
Right.
So it's easy for me to kind of send out word to everybody.
Yeah.
And I had a really great response, full houses at all of the launches.
Brilliant.
And I was very well supported in Ennis, of course, in Glore, where I grew up.
Yep.
And it was just fantastic to go back there and to meet all the old buddies, you know,
who
came out to support me, and I so appreciated that. And I had a lovely review from Tim Dennehy from County Clare. You know Tim from...
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
Midtown,
I don't know.
Singer-songwriter. Yeah. And he wrote a lovely review and came to the concert. And, you know, all that is very gratifying for me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So when you launched then back in Princeton, how was that? That would have been very much a close circle of...
Yeah, it was just fantastic. I chose my theatres.
Yeah.
I chose a gorgeous theatre that I knew fitted only about maybe 60 people.
Right.
Lovely lights, beautiful stage, nice backdrop, and I was able to put Christmas lights all over the front of the stage and dress it up.
Yeah.
And the musicians that I work with are good friends and were really excited about doing this.
Right.
Took the music, learned it. I hired a friend of mine, a young fella, to a fantastic fiddler and musician, to round up the other musicians and, you know, write out the music and give it to them and all of that. So it was a lovely concert, filled it again with a lot of Asian people, which was very interesting, and a lot of people that I didn't know, which was nice.
Yeah.
Friends came, but a few people said to me afterwards, gee, I didn't know anybody in the audience, which was kind of nice, you know?
Yeah.
And it was full as well. And yeah, that is my only.
Yeah, because like the likes of the Chieftains were huge in Japan and others. So there was, and apparently I've heard it said.
I think it's just the traditional music, the traditional the tongue, your language.
Or that the flow of Irish music as well, and the tongue, that there's some type of the feel and affinity in some way. It is. It's always interesting. Yeah. I always find it interesting when I see that Irish artists are touring in Germany and in Switzerland and France and heading out to the Far East. And can you say, well, how could that?
Understand it or hear it? So I did I was in Belfast last summer, and I a trad fest, and I took a week's singing with Irla O'Linard.
Oh yeah.
It was a Japanese girl singing in fluent Irish.
Right.
It's just amazing.
I know. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
How do they connect with it? How do they? What are they hearing that is that they love so much? You know.
One of the challenges for any independent artist and any artist at this stage, of course, is getting your music out there. And it's one thing to stream it, but if somebody is anxious to acquire. Either digital copies or physical copies, where would you be hoping that they would come to?
I would like them to come to any concert that I give.
Yeah.
And maybe to write to me.
Okay.
A lot of people have written to me this week, and I'll mail it out to them.
Well,
if I'm in the country.
Okay, because mailing stuff can be quite expensive.
If I'm in the country, or I have set up a system here that somebody will mail it, if an Irish person writes to me.
Right, okay.
I've an Irish person here will mail it out to them.
Okay.
And I'll do it in America.
Okay.
You know, to save
cost. And you're saying, where should they connect with you then? Through a website, Facebook, Instagram? Where would you...
Do you know what I've learned? I've learned that, there's a couple of things. I've learned that when people want to book you, I want to hire you, the first thing they do is look at your Spotify following.
Okay.
So I would ask anybody that likes my music to follow me on Spotify.
Okay.
That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Instagram, I'd love people to follow me on social media, on Instagram. And of course my website.
Yeah.
FionaTindall.com. And you can email me, anybody can email me, find my email on my website and send me an email, and I always respond. So my Instagram is Fiona Tindall Music.
Right. We'll share a track. What track are we going to share?
I love all of them.
I know, not always that. This year you have 12 children, you're going to sell This Is My Favorite Child. The other 11 are going to be highly hurt. They're going to have to go into therapy.
You know, I was talking to Neve Parsons lately, and she teaches singing.
Yeah.
She has a student from Germany who has asked her to teach my version of Eileen O'Roon.
Okay.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't it? That's lovely.
So nice of her to tell me that. So let's do Orum of Aging.
Okay.
It's one of my favourites.
Fiona Tindall.
My daughter sings with me on it.
Okay. Gurmila Mahagat.
Pogma. Gurmila Mahagat, sir.